You are now listening to The Griot's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.
Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time. Out, out, brief candle. Life is but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. I have no idea why I know that by heart. Probably because, like, I was made to read Shakespeare when I was in high school. And then I say it like that because, I mean, I guess I imagine that's how. I know I have a terrible white people's voice. I know I can't talk like white people. If I say Shakespeare in that voice, though, is that cultural appropriation? I mean, I don't know. Let's talk about it. Matter of fact, welcome to The Griot Daily, the only podcast that dares to explain to you exactly what cultural appropriation is. I'm Michael Harriet, world-famous white peopleologist, and this is The Griot Daily. Yeah, I have a terrible white people voice. I'm bad at impressions, generally. There used to be this lady who at my church who used to sell baked goods, and my sisters used to crack up when I imitated her. Pound cake, jelly cake. Like, I could do the Gullah accent real good, but only my sisters are going to laugh at that. But today I want to talk about, because this argument, like, pops up all the time, this argument about cultural appropriation. And most people who wade into this discussion, they don't clearly define what cultural appropriation is. They don't understand it. You know, some people say, well, you know, if white people culturally appropriate black people, then why are you using a computer or why are you typing this on a phone? Because white people invented that. So, like, that's not what cultural appropriation is. And by the way, like, a black person invented most of the parts of a computer and the cell phone. But in any case, when we talk about this subject, about what is basically theft, where do we draw the line? What is cultural appropriation? What's not cultural appropriation? What can white people do and what can't white people do? Now, I would argue that the reason this conversation exists is the same reason that America exists, because white people think they own everything. They think they could just go somewhere and claim this land is for white people and it automatically becomes theirs, right? That's why you hear white people saying stuff like, that party was lit, we turned up. I told you, I got a bad white people impression. But you know what I'm talking about when white people try to, you know, talk like they're black, or, you know, you can see a white person at work and they'll say, how are you doing, Jim? How are you doing, Nancy? How are you doing, I don't know, what's another white name, Brett? And then they get to you and they say, what's up, man? So to define cultural appropriation, let's just create our own term. And the way I define it is, cultural appropriation is the use of artifacts, art, or anything of cultural relevance by one culture and misappropriating it for the benefit of another. It's not, you know, like, if you buy a painting by a black artist and put it on your wall, that's not cultural appropriation. But if you see a black artist create something and you create a white version of it, or create a version that is based on it, that is geared for white audiences, then you are culturally appropriating a piece of black art. Like, what's an example of this? Okay, for instance, right? Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with a white woman braiding her hair, right? Everybody knows that, you know, white women can take strands of their hair and, you know, twist them in strands. That probably existed before time, right? But why is it that white women always braid their hair, like, when they go on vacation to Jamaica or to the Caribbean or to Africa? Like, you don't ever see white people in France on vacation touring the Louvre with cornrows, right? They only do it when they go to black countries. Why is that? Because they have to take everything. They are claiming that hairstyle for white people. Or another example in the same vein, right? Like, there is nothing wrong with Kim Kardashian braiding her hair. But when she calls them Bo Derek braids, she is taking the relevance of that and transferring it to a white woman, not even to herself, to Bo Derek, a white woman. And that's the difference between cultural appropriation and enjoying a piece of black art or, you know, referencing a piece of black art. So if a white person says words rhythmically to a drum beat, they're not culturally appropriating rap or hip hop, which was created by and for black people. But why do all the white rappers have to sound black? Why do they gotta use the black slang? Why can't they just talk like white people who are making their own music, right? And for instance, is a black person who plays like heavy metal music culturally appropriating white people's music? Well, we know the answer to the first part of that question, because if it wasn't for black people, all you'd hear on the radio is polka music and, I guess, I don't know, Baroque classical music. But the reason that those white rappers use a particular affect in their speech, or those blue-eyed soul singers try to do a run in a particular style, is that they are mimicking what they see as an affect that is unique to blackness. And to try to replicate that blackness for the benefit or for the profit of themselves or for white people, it's kind of a theft, right? Because that art was created because there were musicians, there were artists, there were DJs in black communities who didn't have access to the same kinds of artistic expression and instrumentality that white people have. And to take something that was created in the vacuum created by whiteness and then use it for the benefit of whiteness is appropriation. So it's not culturally appropriating if you say y'all, right? Because white people say y'all, but like that white girl, I forgot what her name is, who say, you know, meet me outside, how about that? It's infuriating because what they're doing is not just using a part of blackness for their own benefit, but in a way they're mocking black people, right? Like that's part of cultural appropriation. It's not just taking it and using it for your own people or for your own benefit without attribution, but it is using that thing and in a way that is detrimental to black people. That's a large part of cultural appropriation. So what are some examples of cultural appropriation? Like when a white rock band makes music that is influenced by the blues or by blues musicians, that ain't cultural appropriation, because, I mean, I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest with you. Black people so dope, I don't understand how white people just don't bury their heads in the pillow and cry every day that they can't look, sound, sing, act, and be like us, right? But when a band like Led Zeppelin, look this up, continually steals from black people without attribution, doesn't recognize those black artists, and then uses that money for their own benefit to build their own legacy as if they are one of the most creative and influential and outstanding artists of our time. And say, hey, without saying like, hey, all we did is just like give y'all a white version of what black people were doing for a century. Then that is cultural appropriation. Or, for instance, when the white people, y'all remember, I don't know if y'all remember this, but like this still sticks in my craw. The white people in the Democratic Party put on that kente cloth and then knelt in defiance in Congress. That was cultural appropriation, right? Because they were taking a thing, right? Like black people used that African symbology, those African fabrics, because of the heritage and the history that was stolen from us, right? And we use that because it means something to us. It is important to us. And to appropriate that for a political act that benefits white people, that ain't cool, man. It's appropriation. It's theft. Imagine if you went to work every day at a garbage dump because that was the only place that you were allowed to work. And then one day you came home and your safe in your house was empty. And you found out the people who excluded you from all of the other jobs and made you work at the garbage dump had stolen your garbage dump money to help the places that you couldn't work at. What would you think of that? That would be theft, right? Not just theft. That would be the most egregious kind of theft. And most forms of black art, most forms of black symbology, most things that are culturally relevant to black people exist because this country treats black people differently than it does white people. And if you're going to be treated like a white person, if you're going to live like a white person, if you're going to enjoy all the benefits of being white that America has to offer and still want the benefit of all that cool stuff that black people created without saying this is something that black people created, you're stealing. And it's the most egregious kind of theft because you're benefiting from whiteness and you're benefiting from the thing that whiteness has wrought. You benefit from the harm that whiteness created. You're benefiting from racism. Stop stealing our shit should be the new name for cultural appropriation. Because cultural appropriation, you see, it's hard to say, you know, racist, and I know because I get a lot of hate mail, racist find it hard to spell things and they capitalize everything. And so, like, let's just start calling it theft. Let's just start calling it, like, stealing our shit. Because all of those big vocabulary words that would never appear on Wheel of Fortune, they're not adequate enough to correctly encapsulate what this country does to black art, to black creators, to black people who create something because of racism and then have to watch it used by people who benefit from that racism. So stop stealing our shit. Stop culturally appropriating. But you can still use your computer even though a black person created it. You can still use your phone even though a black person created it. You can still stop at stoplights and use your refrigerator and have use and benefit from all of the things that black people created for everybody to use. But the stuff that we made for us, leave it alone. Stop stealing our shit. And also, one more thing. Download the Griot app. Tell a friend about this podcast. Subscribe and watch us every day. And as always, we'll leave you with a great black saying. Today's comes from the great black entertainment and artistic figure, William Ray Norwood Jr., who once said, "We hit it first." We'll see you on the next episode of the Griot Daily. If you like what you heard, please give us a 5-star review, download the Griot app, subscribe to the show, and share it with everyone you know. Please email all questions, suggestions, and compliments to podcasts@thegriot.com.
You are now listening to the Griot's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.
You're watching the Blackest Questions Podcast with Christina Greer.
In this podcast, we ask our guests 5 of the blackest questions so we can learn a little bit more about them and have some fun while we're doing it.
Okay, so this is a trick question.
We're also going to learn a lot about black history, past and present.
Beautiful. I learned a wonderful fact today. Great.
So here's how it works. We have 5 rounds of questions about us, black history, the whole diaspora, current events, you name it. With each round, the questions get a little tougher.
Oh, you got me, you got me. Let me see.
I have no idea.
I knew you were going to go there, Dr. Greer.
Subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts and share it with everyone you know.